Oh, see? No,
they stop. You really, I mean, you at some point, you like, as long as you stretch, you grow to like understand that it will subdue at some point. It'll start subduing over time, but it's never going to be like post gym. I'm not sore. That'll never be the case.
You'll be sore less for less time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
you're used to it.
Like right now, well, yeah, you could argue that, but like right now, you sore for like what, 8 hours the whole day type shit. Over time, you'll be sore for like 3-4. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
I'm getting there.
Yeah, because you'll never work out and not be sore. That just doesn't exist.
You could.
Yeah, it depends what you do. Obviously,
light workout.
I'm gonna say if you do a light day,
you
won't be sore.
No, you can work. You push yourself and still not be sore.
Maxes?
Not maxes.
You don't gotta go max to push yourself, but you pushing yourself and not be sore? Hey, nigga.
I don't know if you pushed yourself.
I don't know if you pushed yourself.
Did you push yourself? Shit. Either not be sore or extremely, extremely fatigued, because you could have like a cardio day. And that's pushing yourself, but you wouldn't really be sore. You would just did like a lot of running or jumping or whatever the fuck.
But even then, for us horizontally challenged people like me and B Souls, even cardio.
Fair enough.
I'm about to say, even with cardio, we'll still be sore afterwards. Horizontally challenged, man.
Did y'all see how Patrick Beverly posed? He was getting a deal with Israel right now.
No, I did not.
I did.
He said he couldn't refuse it.
He said it was the best thing they could have dreamed for, something like that.
He was like, I'm contemplating coming back to the NBA or signing a historic deal to play in Europe. And then it came out that it wasn't actually Europe, it was Israel. I don't even think niggas really got the details of the deal because it was like, okay, Israel, Palestine right now, that's a little crazy.
They still playing basketball?
But the way
that... Is that crazy? My bad.
I mean, you know, it's a good question. A bigger thing.
Crazy. But
it was the way that he had posed it. Like, he made it sound like he was going to be in France. You not, gang.
Someone in chat said 2 years, $4 million is what they saw. So, no. If that's historic...
Total?
And one, if it's historic, you better be getting paid historically under the table. And two, that nigga fucked himself up. Because I don't know if y'all remember, but at the end of the playoffs, whenever the Bucks got eliminated, he was saying that he expects to get more money than what he had because of the role he played on the Bucks. So he said he was going into free agency looking for more money. So I knew that nigga wasn't getting no deal unless he took a minimum.
That's because Jalen Brunson took that pay cut. Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Listen to the Bronco podcast, the only podcast in which we do something different every single time. This is probably the last, second to last time that you'll see this like this. Two more.
Third? I don't know.
Two more.
What the fuck does that mean?
Knowing this. If you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. I got pressed IRL recently, and it was for the podcast. So that was good. I hate the basketball takes on here, but nevertheless, continue that word of mouth. Use your mouth. Some of y'all are using it for bad things. We want you to use it for good things. If you're an audio listener, leave that 5-star review. I think B-Souls has our 5-star review of the day. B-Souls, what you got?
This is from Lake KSJD. W Podcast for Real. I started watching 2 years ago around 4th of July, and I have constantly kept up with y'all, even through 3 different platforms and a content change. Even though I work both days y'all stream, I always keep an AirPod in for y'all. By the way, bring back the soundboard.
Well,
are you in chat right now? You might be in chat right now.
Type shit.
Yeah, say what's up if you here, man. The soundboard, I mean, we got them. It's just all the way over there. like we still got them, trust and believe. It's just like, you feel me?
Also, you keeping in an AirPod, like I love the gesture, but radiation, gang.
Radiation.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, like it's got a Bluetooth, and the Bluetooth. You think the Bluetooth just AirPod?
You doing this?
Yeah. No, it keeps going through, and it just, you know,
be ruining that.
I guess
that's like, don't you? So we don't microwave food anymore either.
Wait, didn't you buy me AirPods, nigga?
you have yet to use them. This is what we're talking about.
Because right, the radiation. Oh. You just said it.
Oh, no. Ooh. And there's a difference.
I'll take some extra AirPods.
Before we get into the ball, psych, let's get into the ball. No, I'm playing. Guys, how you doing today? B-Souls, how you doing?
Doing good, man. The streak continues. It is now day 6. Yes.
You going to take a rest day?
Nah. I'm trying to go to 21 days at the very least, because apparently that's when habits are formed. So 21 mm-hmm. days straight in a row in the gym. A new habit of going to the gym is formed. That's my plan.
I love to fucking hear that.
Are you going to go fight on some days, though? Like, oh, this is just a light day, and then we go back to our regular? Or are you just...
My goal right now is just to build the habit of going to the gym every day. Just the discipline of going there. Like, I'm not overthinking it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just trying to develop the discipline to get into the gym. Get up out the house.
Damo, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. It was a cool little day. Nice day for some drama and some content. And like Omar, I was spotted IRL. I was at the doctor's, and a doctor actually stopped me and was like, are you on a podcast with an Asian dude that talks basketball? I'm like, yes, B-Souls. And he was like, I thought that was you, Dom. I've been saying unethical because of you. Shout out to that doctor.
Unethical injuries?
unethical buckets? Like, like niggas are getting unethical buckets? He says that when he's talking basketball with his friends because of me. So shout out to that doctor, man. We influencing the streets.
You're like an unethical 5'9", buddy.
You're 5'10". All right, we get it. Like, I don't
wait, what? I don't even think that, man. Come on, bro. That's not. Come on, man. That wasn't what that. You called me Lil Bo, bro. Like, we even, bro. What was that? What is this, man?
Sage, how you doing today?
I'm actually like, I'm tired as fuck, and I know y'all tired of hearing me say that, but I keep doing this to myself. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I streamed for 14 hours last night. Didn't we make fun of that shit? Why'd I do that? I don't know. I'm supposed to stream anime night tonight, but I think it's a better idea to do that tomorrow at this point. Going to see the orthopedic for my knee, finally. I'm caving. I'm going to see the doctor, see what's up with that. And then outside of the sob stories, man, I mean, life is good, you know, per usual, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Sage, I 100% agree with you. You should take time tonight, rest, get rest up. You're a hard worker. Stream tomorrow, gang. And I'm not just saying that because I'm streaming after the pod tonight.
Maybe take 2 days off. Like, what about a Saturday stream? You know what I'm saying? Like,
guys, man,
really get in there with like really good energy.
We all in this together, man. We all got to be great at the same time. I don't want to take my foot off the gas, man.
We're trying, Sage. We're trying.
We're trying to be great at the same time. Only one of us can be great when a certain nigga stream. Crazy.
That's not how that is, man. That's not true.
I got data.
I'm about to say, I literally can show you screenshots from last night that motherfucker's true. What are we talking about?
What the hell? I was on SCAA. I wasn't even doing crazy numbers.
I'll be reading them after the stream. Oh, so this is where you were the whole time. Okay.
Man.
Bruh, that's not true.
Man, hold on, Omar.
You're making him blush now, Damo.
Nah, bro. It's not that I'm blushing or nothing. It's just the principle. Like, I just find it ironic, man. Like, I thought that demographic hated my fucking guts. Now I'm hearing that's what that is, bro. That's not even true, man. It depends on what we doing. If I'm talking about, you know, college recruitment and y'all doing some like dramatic shit, man, they going to y'all and vice versa. We a unit. It's like a spider web.
So we moment streamers, huh?
Huh? Real quick. Omar, how you doing?
I'm doing good. W interview today. I know we keep gassing it potentially, and people will see it soon enough in this episode. If we had to replace or add, I think we have our woman correspondent, no cap.
It was that good?
She was funny as fuck. I thought she was funny as fuck.
Sage, what the hell?
Okay.
What does that mean?
She was funny. She got our humor. She cooked Jesus Christ a little bit.
That did happen.
So
yeah.
And I know that sounds terrible. It's not as bad as you think, but that did happen. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. We're exposing those that, you know, Arrasis, as the kids would say on YouTube. That was great too. So I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Can I ask about the interview? So do you think that she would take the three? The three for 150 with no trade clause?
Yeah.
No Sage. Trade clause?
I'm about to say Sage. You cook, buddy.
What the fuck? So that is what that shit is.
Everybody.
What the hell?
Everybody's replaceable. It's not just a you thing.
Yeah.
What man. The we fuck? I just called a Supreme 5 seconds ago.
Hey man.
Listen, man. Let's get into the ball.
All I said is I want what Damo got, and then we could add a no trade clause. And now
Chad, he hit 100K and snatched that offer off the table.
Well, let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. We got the big three rundown. Jaylen Brown getting caught up. ESPN's top 100 athletes and a WNBA conversation with a WNBA athlete. I don't know. Before we get into it, gulp, hot take or hot ass. This is the Gilbert Arenas show with Gilbert Arenas starring Gil. Quote, I think Russ played it safe with the Clippers. He still want to play hard. He's got a lot to prove. They need that type of firepower. Just come in there and be you. Play hard. The crew debate on Russell Westbrook. I got a clip for you. Hang on.
Oh my god, we just put up Darvin Ham's
go to Denver. Go to Denver, dog.
Darvin Ham's gone, and we might come on JJ have a new offense. Just hear me out here.
No, go to Denver.
Damn.
Yeah. Go to Denver. Go to Milwaukee. Go somewhere else. Don't come back here. They talked about Russ so bad.
Yeah, he ain't coming back here. No,
nah, I know.
Stop it.
You think Denver would be good
wishful
for him?
Thinking.
You well, think Denver? I mean, it appears Joker hook, looking for looking. I mean, to add Westbrook to the roster.
Just get to play basketball, man.
He got
to
be a.
He got to be a what?
Shooter.
No, you don't.
No.
Jokic pick and roll, he's going to go under?
Perfect for Joker.
You all run the pick and roll with him, too.
I mean, you got Jamal Murray already there. You got MPJ.
Second unit.
Or just put him in the second unit.
I think Russ played it safe with the Clippers.
When Nikola's off the floor, you got somebody else to push the pace, get rebounds, and put play that role.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I think they put him in the same role they got Russ and Nikola playing. Shit, the dribble handoffs, you let him be the facilitator and all that shit that Nikola's doing.
How about Spurs?
CP there, you know, no.
Mm-hmm. No. You think second unit
because dumps.
It's different. No, you know. It's,
wait, hold on. This Gil Summer throwing, League stats? No, hell no.
Career stats.
That's not easy.
That's my rookie.
That's my NBA stat.
I was about to say, damn.
Nigga, I know for damn show.
I was about to say, hold on.
I didn't even average that my second year in Summer League.
So, but can you think Westbrook be a second unit with this Nuggets squad? Somebody else will bump in and fill the void for KCP.
Yeah.
Russ as the fans still want to play hard, like still got a lot to prove, wait, like man. Russ. Like,
he's going to do it just who he is.
Yeah. Like to be – actually, that's what they need.
Yeah.
They need that type of, you know, that firepower, that whatever, you know, go in there every day, work hard.
Yeah.
That dog, if you will.
Yeah, the Bucks need that. We need a dog.
A dog, if you will.
I just I got different opinions, but hot take or hot ass? I mean,
look, I gotta keep it a bean, and I want to go first because I gotta adjust my fucking mic volume or my headset volume. But let me just say, bro, hot ass. But hear me out. I agree with a lot of the overall sentiments. Hey, instead of Denver, how about San Antonio? Hey, would Russ on the Nuggets actually work? These are things I could actually see as valid, but the reasoning, what the fuck? to be Jokic? Huh? I thought we was going to say essentially to be just like a slightly worse shooting, you could argue better everything else, or even just a general, a secondary version of Reggie Jackson, whatever. He could do something, he could imitate that. He doesn't need to do the handoffs like Jamal Murray does. That I agree, that doesn't really necessarily make the most sense. But like, just like their explanation of things. Why can't he go to the Spurs? Well, Chris Paul's there. Fuck Chris Paul in the sense of like Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul in 2024 heading into 2025. I don't think Chris Paul is a deterrent factor for that. Hey, but each his own. By the way, it's not fuck Chris Paul, but like as a skill, like what the fuck? But I don't know.
Go ahead. Fuck Chris Paul.
Kinda. Sorry, no.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Hot ass, but slightly differing from what Sage is saying. One, I don't think the move to the Nuggets is necessarily the worst move. I don't think it's the best move, but him going there to be Jokic is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. So Kenyon's basketball knowledge is insane. But then Gil is no better saying, come back to LA. That nigga's an idiot. And then he doubled down by saying he needs to be a shooter. He can't do the dribble handoff. Nigga, that should be all he's doing, is doing the dribble handoff with Jokic so he can come off that bitch and attack the rim because there's a mismatch or somebody's not switching or whatever it is, but use the little bit of athleticism he has left to attack the rim or get back to doing the pull-up midi that he actually had.
Yeah, that's why I said
chokehold for the longest. Yeah, he could actually come off and do that, but ask him to go there and be Jokic? Oh my God, this is why you niggas wouldn't have made it in the league today. You niggas are off like Jesus Christ. Shout out Brandon Jennings, only sensible one. Don't bring your ass back here. Go anywhere else. Only sensible take I heard. So hot ass.
The Bucks. Yeah, by the way, Damo, if he was doing pull-up middies, I'd agree with you. But he just hasn't done it. That's why I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Russell Westbrook, he's a piece that the Nuggets could use. I think me and Sage talked about it today. They've just been slowly depleting over the last two seasons. The loss of KCP and Bruce Brown. So having a spark off the bench, which I would assume he comes off the bench, is something that they need. But to be Jokic, literally, the only thing they had in common was the fact that they were triple-double machines in their prime. In their prime. Newsflash, that's not Russell Westbrook now. And they also play completely different. But I get the premise, though. I mean, yeah, they can use us.
Can I just add two before you go on more? I know when they said Russ has something to prove, so I was like, what else does he have to prove? He's not a fucking loser. That's what he has to prove still. That notion is not – he has not shed that label all these years. I've been calling him a loser since 2018. He is not – that chip is still on his shoulder that he is a losing basketball player. He still has to prove that Russell Westbrook can play winning basketball.
No, he doesn't. I disagree because at the end of the day, if they win one more time with Russell Westbrook coming up off the bench, that's not going to shift the last X amount of years where he was a number one. Maybe the conversation goes to, oh, okay, well, we really meant a loser as a number one or whatever the case may be. Him winning another ring, if Russ wins a ring, does this move him up or down in the
it's not a needle mover.
Yeah.
It's not a needle mover, but in terms of like his perception, like, he's been known as a loser his whole fucking career, so it would change that. It would change that conversation.
And I wouldn't say it's a needle mover, but it's definitely a I would say it depends how he plays. If he's playing, like, a bona fide piece that's, like, one of the – if you look at them winning and say, okay, Jokic is one reason, Jamal Murray's the next, and then after that, shit, you can't – you'll be an idiot to say Russ isn't the third reason why they won this chip. I think that would do a lot for his perception and his career overall. I'm not going to lie. I watched niggas change their opinions about Dwight Howard when he won with the Lakers, and he played a way lesser role than what I'm thinking Russ needs to do. But the perception of Dwight changed a lot from people. And I'm just talking about people we haven't found. Them locker room spaces, yes.
No. Perception of Dwight changed. I guess I'm challenging. You think Russ is going to have that impactful of a role to be very
No, I'm
honest.
Saying he would have to. For the perception change, he would have to have a major role in them winning for it to change.
I don't know who these people are. But, maybe we just have different expectations. When Dwight won a ring, you know, it's crazy. When I talk about Dwight Howard's career, I don't even bring up the ring. Like, it's just – it's a non-factor.
I'm talking about his prime, the DPOYs.
Maybe it was recency bias at the time then, but, I'm verbatim was having conversation with people who rethought how they talked about Dwight Howard. Gave him bail. And, again, that could just be recency bias.
This could be those people, too. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah, that's true.
Dwight is an interesting one in this conversation of all the names you brought up, because Dwight Howard, we never looked at Dwight's game and said, yeah, you can't win a championship that way.
For example, Shaquille O'Neal, literally the most one-to-one comparison of Dwight Howard's entire career, won a championship that way. It was just like, damn, was Dwight not as good as Shaq was in his prime and things like that, which most 99% of the planet would say no. So that's a thing. With Russell Westbrook, though, and this isn't even me necessarily disagreeing with you. I could just see this happening. If Russ gets a ring, that can be easily interpreted as Jokic did it again. Oh, and Russ was on the squad. Because with Russell Westbrook, especially in his prime, he has a certain play style that people questioned if you could win that way, and it never got confirmed. Dwight Howard, he even technically low-key confirmed that he could have done it, considering how he got past Denver, how he got past pretty much every other team that he played against. I think there was one series we actually benched him, and that was just being a physical-ass big, which in his prime, he was a physical-ass big.
I can give you that. I can definitely give you that, because I was one of those people as a Laker fan that said, man, if LeBron does it with Carmelo, y'all better not argue him being the GOAT, because Melo, really? So, yeah, I give you that.
And let me say this, too, because I didn't say this. Of course, I agree with Damo said. This whole he could be Jokic off the bench was crazy.
Yeah, that's
true. I hate that every time we see, like, a trade or a signing, we automatically assume that they're going to start. Like, that's not how the NBA works. Figure it out a different way. I don't know why people thought Russell Westbrook, who just got traded from being on the bench to the Clippers, is going to go to the Nuggets, a better team, and then automatically start starting. Even if they lost pieces, he does not feel the need that they like dropped. Like, it doesn't make sense. I hate when we have those conversations in that fashion.
They'd have two non-spacers on the floor, and Jokic just didn't even have like a good. Yeah, Jokic didn't even have a good 3-point shooting last season.
Two non-spacers at the same time, and I would argue, I think a lot of people say Aaron Gordon is definitely more valuable than Russell Westbrook. Like,
there ain't no argument. And that's why I was questioning the role, but I misunderstood what Damo meant. But yeah, I thought initially Damo was saying that he would have the third most impactful role. Hell no. Aaron Gordon is exponentially more important than, to be honest, everybody but Jokic himself, than me.
And PJ would too. I ain't gonna lie.
And PJ definitely.
Whoever arguing that, last name is Houston. That's how I feel.
Next hot take or hot ass. John Wall. I think this is on the John Wall podcast. John Wall believes that during his peak year, he was the second best player in the East behind LeBron James. He says, quote, "Sad thing, injuries happen. It's a part of the game, but I felt like I was the second best player in the East that year after LeBron. We were hooping. We were balling. You solidify yourself when you get to that second max, even third max. You feel like you made it. I'm one of those guys people talk about on the regular." He might have said that on Knuckleheads. But regardless, legend of winning gives us a little bit of context. John Wall might be right. Two-way guard, crazy athleticism, great finishing, and top-tier playmaking. But this really speaks to how weak the East was at the time. In 2017, the West featured Curry, Harden, Durant, Kawhi, Davis, Westbrook, and Wall wasn't better than any of them. Do I need to bring off some people in 2017 that were in the East?
In the East,
I just feel like those are completely two different points. But
yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily know if I'm going as far as that, considering there's a powerhouse in the East at that point in time. But sure, just for everybody's sake, even though I definitely have the names already.
All right. Just Boston, they won 53 games. Best player on that team was Lil Guy.
IT was better than me. I was about to say
that. I'm about to say IT was better.
I disagree.
It's debatable, but I got IT.
Well, let me keep going, because I think IT will be the one where we have the conversation. Toronto Raptors was like DeMar DeRozan or Kyle Lowry, whichever one you felt like. The Atlanta Hawks, I don't think that there's a conversation there. Paul Millsap, I don't know. Bucks, Giannis.
Giannis was starting to.
Giannis literally just starts averaging 20, right?
Like 20
just starts. I'd say you all got it.
5 assists, 9 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. I don't know. 77 from the free throw line. And then from the field, he shot 52. Well, Giannis had a monster season. But they also finished below the Wizards. The Pacers, is this Paul George's like last year on the Pacers? Paul George, he plays 75 games, averages 24, 2 steals, 3 assists, 7 boards, 90% from the free throw line,
Wasn't he dogging the Raptors in the playoffs?
I'm gonna say Paul George is better.
Basically, yeah. Paul George is better. 40% from the free three and 46% from the field. I don't think the Bulls had anybody at the time. Jimmy Butler. Hold on. Damn. I ain't gonna lie, John Wall. I was almost taking side, John Wall. This is Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, and I think Rondo is on this team. Yeah. Jimmy Butler, 24, 6 assists, 2 steals, 6 boards, shot 87% from the free throw line, shot 37% from 3, and shot 46% from the field. Even just with those names, I mean, should I keep going? Because
John Wall.
Go ahead, Domo.
You named a couple people where it's arguable, and one guy where I think was definitively better. You can stop there for me.
Do you want me to tell you what John Wall averaged, maybe? Because I mean,
that 2017 Wall, I'm pretty familiar with him. That was his best year. That was the
24 and 11.
23, 11, 2 steals, a block, 4 boards. I'm not gonna take it away from him. 80% from the free throw line, 33% from 3, and then 45 from the field.
Yeah. Hey, I guess the DMV native part of me, the John Wall better than everybody part of me, is here saying, hot take, it isn't an absolute fact, but like a lot of the names y'all mentioned, some of y'all saying shit definitive. I'm sitting here like, is it? Like Isaiah Thomas, for example, if we're going just 2017 for just 2017, of course there's an argument. But I think without a shadow of a doubt, for the tenure of where the era that John Wall's talking about, John Wall's a better player. IT may have had a single better season, but John Wall's definitely a better player.
Ooh, my bad. I'm looking at that series. IT and John Wall faced each other.
Oh, no. IT.
IT was talking John.
That's when.
He's shooting 46% from three,
He had to do in that series, man.
Right? Like his sister passed away and he came out.
Yeah, sister passed away and he dropped like 53, went crazy, bro. That's one of the few times I legitimately cried watching a fucking basketball game, bro.
Yeah, I ain't got no disrespect on IT. That was tough. But yeah, like for example, you could say Wall there. Paul George is probably the closest one that you're like, stop it. You're probably gonna go PG. But like, I don't think anyone's a moron for saying John Wall there. For the shooting gap, there's a clear playmaking gap there. So for sure, it's debatable. I don't think any name mentioned or that could be mentioned is anywhere too far fetched. For example, Giannis. At that point in time, obviously we know what Giannis becomes, and I understand there's going to be a lot of bias towards that. But Giannis, at that point in time, that specific point, I wouldn't say eclipsed John Wall yet. Obviously, he grossly does now. What else? Names not mentioned, like Kyrie Irving, for example. I mean, that's literally a debate around here. So, again, maybe it's just my environment taxing my brain, but, like, literally, Kyrie versus John Wall is talked about in the hood right now in D.C. So...
Can I ask you a question? So you would say because there was a playmaking gap that would compensate for the shooting gap between PG and John Wall?
In that era?
Mm-hmm. So this era, that wouldn't matter. Gotcha.
No, because...
What is that supposed to mean?
He's trying to go back to DeRozan PG.
I'm not... No! What? No way! That was just a question.
You're not slick, gang. Nobody's slick, bro. And I also don't think that if we really got to go there, I don't think the gap between this version of Paul George and this version of DeMar is nearly as bad as John Wall in his prime and Paul George in 2017.
Is DeMar better than you?
But it's still a gap, though. Nah, DeMar was better than you. DeMar wasn't better that year. I don't know if DeMar was better that year.
DeMar. All right. Now I feel.
Listen, man. I think ultimately, bro, there's LeBron, and then a whole tier. John Wall's in that tier. That's ultimately what it is. But he's debatable up there, though. He could be debated at second.
And I ain't gonna lie, though. I will say this. I feel like y'all mentioned DeMar. Like I was gonna get there when y'all said DeMar. I feel like now y'all disrespecting John Wall.
Hold on. I didn't even read DeMar's. I mean, these are just stats. I probably should have read Kyrie, but DeMar was 27, 4, 5, a steal, 84% from the free throw line. Of course, his 3-point percentage. I don't know if y'all want me to read that, but he also shot 47% from the field.
That's pretty cool.
You have to say, the act like that's not. That's not even a conversation. Because he crapped out to LeBron is super disingenuous. But
I'm not saying that's the sole reason. I'm looking at both players' skill sets, and especially at that point in their careers, if you're gonna take two bad, I could even dumb it down, but granted, that's not my only argument. But if we're gonna take two non-significant shooters and say, okay, which one just adds more to the basketball court? John Wall by a lot, like not by a lot in the sense like, he clears him, but like consistently, I'm taking John Wall in many aspects of the game outside of quite literally mid-range scoring. John Wall better than that.
It would be John Wall. So
let me ask you this, because let me say this. Do we all agree what Bissou said? LeBron, tier below.
Everybody else in the East? Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm glad y'all said that. Put a name on it. LeBron, tier below. If you had to put one person as the second best player in the East during that time, put the name on it.
IT.
I'm going IT as well. Hey!
I can't go IT.
Because we're not even talking about 2018, because I think 2018 was when John Wall got injured. So we're literally just strictly talking about the 2016-17 season. And then that season, IT was East MVP, bro. Outside of LeBron.
MVP season, bro. I don't know.
That's literally the main reason I'm not going IT. I think we're talking about 2015-17. I don't think there's a reason we're not counting 15-17 for the sheer fact that that's when the Cavs were doing what the Cavs were doing. That's when the Warriors were doing what the Warriors were doing. And everyone views that era the exact same way. There is a clear line where people view 2017-18 for very obvious reasons, and then 2015-17 for very obvious reasons. So I think that's the whole sample size of it. So even if you belittle it to that year, it's definitely a debate, a respectable debate. And I'm not mad at y'all saying IT. But the reason why I gotta say, shit, I don't know if I'm going Wall yet. But the reason why I'm looking at Wall and Paul George is because I can't go off 1 year and saying IT solos like that. I can't, especially when that 1 year is comparable to the other.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about prime John Wall, though.
But peak John Wall isn't just 2017. John Wall was productive enough during that span. He wasn't like just some one. Damn, that was almost disrespectful to IT. He wasn't like a straight up one hit wonder, but like. You know what I'm trying to say, bro. Like, we ain't got to
play. No, I know, but like, relax.
I do not care. You know. There is 1 year that there is a wolf in Antarctica right now. Well, no, there wolves are in Antarctica.
Yo, you attacking short guys today, Sage. I'm not saying, bro.
I'm not tall.
We get it, bro. You 5'12".
Damo, one guy, the Sage pick two. One guy that's the top. Yeah, there it is. I don't know.
Didn't he finish like top three in MVP in that season?
Top five.
What was John Wall?
Seven. Was he also top seven. Tied for seven.
Man. Hey, two spots above him.
Oh, now you care about fucking voters, Damo. Get out of here.
Damo, I agree as well.
Damo cares about voters.
No. Hey, Sage, I'll be real with you. I only care about MVP. I only care about accolades when it fits my narrative.
Jesus, I'm getting my food.
I agree, Damo. I've never thought we would sit here and agree specifically on that, but IT, the little guy, man.
Big IT. Hey, man.
Big IT. Put him on a team. Fuck it.
Facts. Let him be a vet again.
Okay, he didn't average. All right. Keep it pushing, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Jaylen Brown got called out for hating on Bronny. Bissou's guy. Well, Bissou's guy is Jaylen Brown. Damo's guy is Bronny. So, Damo, your guy got hated on by Bissou's guy. I don't know how perfect. Stat of the day. Jaylen Brown was one shot worse than Bronny James in his first summer league game. He was 5 for 26. His first summer league games. 5 for 26. I think Bronny was like 6 for 25 or something like that. Or Bronny was 6 for 26. Jaylen Brown was 5 for 26 in the first three games. Cruz, can you go ahead and cue up? Let's actually play the Jaylen Brown video first. Jaylen Brown hating on Bronny. So this is him, Kaiser Ray, and Angel Reese sitting at the game, and supposedly Jaylen Brown mouths the words, "I don't think Bronny is a pro." Something along the lines of like being in the G League, et cetera, in this conversation. And they're trying to have some sort of back and forth conversation about it. Let me ask y'all this first. Mm-hmm. Do we feel like there's an issue with pro athletes having a conversation? Because this is what a lot of people are saying. Pro athletes having a conversation about basketball. Pro basketball players having a conversation at a pro basketball game about another pro basketball player.
No, because it's colleagues talking about colleagues. And honestly, it wasn't even supposed to be a public conversation. It was a private conversation that someone just had to eavesdrop into, and everyone had to play fucking mouth detective and just piece together that, yeah, he was dissing Bronny. So, nah, I think they should be able to talk about whatever they want.
Dama?
Yeah, no. I think it's super weird that people are recording that thoroughly into a pro basketball player talking to a trying to be pro basketball player about another potentially pro basketball player. That's kind of that's super wild.
Yeah, I think it's a work conversation. It's a conversation about work. We've had conversations about YouTubers before. We've had conversations about people's directions, people's strategies and stuff like that. If we didn't feel like it was something we thought was good or whatever, it's not that big of a deal to criticize people for work. Now, I'm not going to lie. A lot of people were upset because it was in front of the baddies.
He said he was pillow talking in public.
Not in front of the hoes. What are we talking about?
Damn. Angel Reese, a hoe now? Hoes. Wow.
Oh, Angel Reese. Wait, what?
See, here you go.
No, man. No.
Y'all would have folded? Angel Reese and Kaiser Rayer? Y'all would have just started hating on everybody, too?
I ain't super, you nigga. Hell yeah. Had
to. Some questions asked to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would have started.
I ain't super, nigga. I'm sorry. I try to be solid, but folding.
I dog his ass. That's what I'd say.
I can't wait till we run into the Lakers.
Especially if I'm Jalen Brown. I ain't gonna lie to all these niggas' ass.
Then that's when you gotta pull that Trump card out the back. What we doing tonight?
All of us.
Shoot, yeah, from beat. What we doing after this? Let's get out of here.
You seen they left early. You probably did pull that card out because they smooth left early.
Hey, who am I kidding? I'm stuttering in front of the hoes.
Y'all want to get some Merlot? So Jalen Brown issued
what you think about me? Fuck all that. Yeah.
As soon as he did something. Oh, nice move. Oh, word. Oh, word.
You ain't seen a nice move yet.
Yo, boy.
Jalen Brown had to issue a public statement on his Twitter page. He says, "It's a flex to have your son alongside you in the NBA. It reflects greatness and longevity!" Exclamation point. Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful. I look forward to watching his growth.
Trying to get back on Nike's good side. No.
I mean, W cover up. Was it Note Tap or just tweet?
No, Note Tap. It was a tweet. It was his own legitimate words on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. So what are we asking? Hot take or hot ass? I'm so sorry. I had to.
No.
How do I think?
I want to.
You think he a hoe? That's the question. Is he a hoe for talking like that?
I wouldn't call him
a hoe. Wait. A hoe for.
Let's keep it a buck, man. God, oh we need this energy back.
Do we think he's a hoe for actually having that conversation at the game, or a hoe for what some would consider backtracking, which I don't think he backtracked?
I feel like this is going to sound mick as fuck, and I know it's different, but I feel like if it wasn't Angel Reese and Kaizie, I feel like if those were two niggas, for example, and he said that, I don't think niggas got an issue with it, bruh. I think it's just the principle of he's talking to girls, so Dirty Mac 101, whoop, whoop, bang, bang.
Maybe not. He did say it randomly based off of how they.
Because that's what I'm like. Because like the way that it happens, it's like, isn't it like a pan to the game and then a pan to Jalen Brown and then he says that shit
and it's
like
turns his head and says it. That's why I think maybe because again the way they make it seem on the broadcast is like Jalen Brown out of nowhere says, "I don't think Bronny finna be a pro." but in reality, there could have been some lead up. So I do want to give him some bail for that.
Hear me out though. Niggas have that conversation all the time. So is all of us some hoes?
like niggas have that conversation all the time.
Colleague though.
Yo, is he pro ready? Is he pro ready or not? This nigga just said, I don't think he is. Why? I can't say that because he's there. Nigga, to be honest, and this goes for like a lot of the players conversation. Nigga just said it on camera. That's it.
I would say, and you know what's crazy? To piggyback off of Sage, it wouldn't even have been on camera had he not been there with Angel Reese and KPJX. Like, it genuinely wouldn't have been on camera.
What was that?
What? What was what?
We've been saying her name this whole time, KPJX.
I don't remember her name. What are we talking about? What is it? I'm about to butcher her name.
Kaiser?
I'm not about to call her Kai like I know her. And Kaiser, I didn't know how to fucking pronounce it. I'm sorry. Are we really about to do this?
That was crazy, gang.
I was just saying her name. My bad. Keep going, though. Keep going.
What we ain't got the lighter for? Yeah, you cook, nigga.
I mean, hey, guess what? Do I care, though? No. like, what the fuck? Again, if he wasn't there with those two women, it wouldn't have been an issue. Like, they wouldn't have been on camera. He would have said, it's been plenty of pros in the building while Bronny played. Ironically, none of them have been on camera while they're having conversations. Why is that?
Is it a diss now to just have the belief that Bronny isn't a pro just yet? Is that a diss now?
I think now because people made it the easy content card to just say how bad Bronny is, now is starting to be seen as disrespect. When all actuality, him as a champion, as a one of the better players in the NBA, I was gonna say one of the elites, but he's not. But one of the better players in the league as a Finals MVP. I think he has the right to criticize any nigga on the Summer League court. Honestly, like, these are future competitors. These are niggas you have to go against or play with at some point. Pause, no sketch. Like, I think he can sit there and say, if he sees somebody's talent and is like, I don't think this nigga's ready to be in the league, which is fine.
This is just all being blown out of proportion. I think this is legitimately what happened. Kaiser's on the phone. You think Bronny a pro? Jalen? Nah. I don't think so. And they went about their fucking night, bro. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it, bro. It was like a small conversation that happened for 5 seconds.
I forgot he's a Celtic. No, that villainous Brown started that out of nowhere.
Let's see what Gilbert and the gang has to say about this conversation.
No way they talked about it.
It's 100 degrees in this motherfucker.
He was the third pick in the NBA draft. The third pick in the NBA draft, the first three games, just like Bronny. Bronny was 6 for 26. Jaylen Brown was 5 for 26 from the field in his first three games in Summer League. He's fine.
That's a good upside.
He's fine.
That's a good upside.
And no one bashed him, and he was the third pick in the NBA draft.
No.
I don't think that's the way to make it.
I don't think that's true.
The stat is true. I just feel like
I'm saying no one bashed him. I'm saying I don't think that's true. The third pick in the NBA draft going 5 for 26 in his first three games. I mean, I'm pretty sure we was in the Discord. We was in Hoop Talk Discord talking shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm pretty sure we were. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm about to say, but I'm pretty sure niggas was on his ass just like you're on any lottery pick's ass if they're playing ass in Summer League. All these niggas to get it. So I don't think that's true.
I know where he's trying to go with that specific point, and I actually me and Solo seen a little bit more of that conversation because I think they talk about it again. But I'll definitely say for that specific take, it's not the same, but I see what you mean, Gil, because like he is a lottery pick. People are gonna practice more patience with that guy, even if he didn't get bashed, which come on, bro. People, it's Twitter. Niggas made fun of him. But let's say it's true. Nobody made fun of him. The difference is with Bronny, one, he's Bronny James. Didn't ask for it. Has done nothing wrong, by the way. But that's just what it is. And then two, this is a player who you could even legitimately question if he should be in the league or not, if he's ready there. So when he's doing it, it's like a see, I told you so. When Jaylen Brown's doing it, it's like, ooh, bust. So I think it's two different things.
Nah, Sage, you're wrong. You're wrong, Sage. You're wrong. He did do something wrong.
Oh.
He went pro. Yeah. He signed the internet. Hey, you know what he did wrong? he went pro. He should have went back to school. That's where he went wrong, man. Ever since then, the moment he put his name in the draft pool, all hell went broke loose.
That man, Bronny, that man has literally done nothing, and y'all are treating this man like he's like a fucking child that you have. Man,
I just wish this is something he actually wants. That's been my constant take this whole time. Is I just really hope Bron isn't living, not necessarily vicariously, but he's just trying to fulfill this NBA fantasy that he got, bro. Like, if Bronny really wants this, that's cool. But bringing Bronny into this situation on the Lakers with LeBron too, and everything that comes with that media cycle, jeez, I just hope this is really what he wants. But
I just want to help you so you can stop with that take. So this is 100% what LeBron wants. He's been talking about this for the longest. He was talking about this when Bronny was yay high, my G. Like, he's been talking about it for – he's planned this. He has planned to play basketball with his son. This is not something Bronny wanted. Didn't Bronny even say in, like, an interview or something, he wasn't really trying to play with his dad? Like, he's not trying to play with his dad? Or he doesn't care about playing with his dad? Like, this is not something on his radar. This is what LeBron wants.
Yeah, no,
think,
I mean –
I do think Bronny wants to play basketball, by the way. I'm not going to throw this on, man, and we don't –
No, Bronny. No, Bronny wants to hoop. That's very clear at this point. He had a heart condition and came back and still did it. I don't think Bron is narcissistic enough to be like, hey, nigga, the doctor said your heart good. Get back on that court.
Get back on that court. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think he's that bad, but I will say, Souls, when the documentary come out in 10 years and Bronny is sitting there in Lithuania talking about his career and saying, yeah, you know, to be honest, I never wanted to go pro when I went pro. My dad really was the driving force behind it. I just want to save you time, gang. Like, this is LeBron's doing.
If LeBron retired,
let me make it clear. I'm not questioning that LeBron wants this to happen. I'm just questioning if, like, he's doing this in spite of, like, Bronny's, like, what Bronny wants to do, which you are saying, yeah, Bronny don't even want to do this. So if that is the case, this just fucked up to me. But
I wouldn't eat there.
I wouldn't either at this time.
To keep it going, apparently ESPN has made a top 100 athletes of the 21st century list. ESPN finished and released their 100 greatest athletes since 2000. And we're going to turn it into a little game. I'm going to name two athletes. Each of you guess which one is higher than the other one.
On ESPN, not personal, but on ESPN. Sure.
Right? On ESPN, they put the whole list out on Twitter.
I am terrified now that I think about some of the all-time athletes. Not just
Did they say a criteria? Like, is it impact? Is it just relative?
They did say a criteria. I'm not giving you.
Hey, listen to that criteria.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give you any of that. Not gonna give you any of that.
Weirdest Friday. Yo, Chick-fil-A fries fell off, y'all. My bad.
Here we go. Aaron Rodgers or Kawhi Leonard?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron
Rodgers higher than Kawhi Leonard? You'd be wrong. Kawhi Leonard is higher than Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. Yes. Okay. That's a take.
Cheryl Swoops, legendary women's basketball player, some consider the greatest of all time, or Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd.
I don't know ball on Cheryl like those. So I'm going to say Kidd.
I'm going to say Kidd too. Now that I know where I was ranking shit.
Kidd is higher than Cheryl Swoops. All right.
I knew that one. That was easy.
John Jones, MMA fighter. A lot of people think he's
My goat.
That's fine.
In the octagon, he probably is the goat.
Calvin,
if he's there,
Calvin Johnson.
Oh no, it's Jones. But please don't tell me they put.
I know Calvin Johnson is above Otani, so I'm going Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson's my guy. He's him. Please tell me. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick what it shouldn't be until. You say it is. So
it should be Calvin Jones. No disrespect to Calvin Johnson.
That's fine. That's
Jones.
That's fine. Then we got Big.
Hey, who is it?
Who was it?
Oh, who's hired Calvin Johnson? My bad.
That's insane,
bro. Bro, I'll get into that later. Go ahead, keep going. I'm gonna explain why that's crazy for the people that are hyped on Megatron, because Megatron like that. But hold on.
Dirk Nowitzki or David Ortiz?
Big Poppy.
The one that broke.
Big Poppy gotta be higher.
Gotta be Ortiz. I know we basketball niggas, but come on now, y'all. That gotta be Ortiz.
Nah, it's gotta be
Big Poppy. I'm gonna say Dirk. It should be Ortiz, but it's gonna be Dirk.
B-Souls is correct. It is Dirk.
Oh!
Dirk Nowitzki is more memorable, notable than Big Poppy.
Ban chat, please. Thank you.
Dwayne Wade or Barry Bonds, who currently holds the record for most home runs, right?
No way they put that steroid junkie higher. Dwayne Wade,
if they hold John Jones because they're probably going to hold Barry Bonds. So I'm going to say Dwayne Wade.
I'm going to say D Wade as well.
Who'd you say, Dama?
I said Wade.
Okay, Dwayne Wade is high. Dwayne Wade is high.
Yeah, I'm about to say Barry Bonds definitely next. Go ahead.
This one should he be though?
Yes, Barry Bonds is way more.
I don't know enough about Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds shouldn't be higher. He shouldn't be higher than D-Wade.
Well, it depends how you are on the steroid conversation. Are you on the line of, hey, everybody do that shit, so ball up? Or are you lines of, hey, you do steroids, you suck, you're a fraud, get out. But in terms of like what actually has happened and what's actually been recorded, the answer is Barry Bonds. But Well, I'm not going to act like a baseball fazan, but it's probably.
Yeah.
Here you go.
All right, let's keep going. We are looking at a conversation between Floyd Money Mayweather or Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols.
I don't know, ball, but I'm gonna tell you now, it's hard to be Floyd regardless.
Again, this list is just proven to be ass. As we go further, I'm gonna go Albert Pujols, man.
The only debatable one was Megatron.
Is longevity. That's really all you can give Pujols over Floyd. Omar, who is it?
I mean, what's your guess?
Oh, I said Floyd.
Oh, it's Albert Pujols. Come on now.
Oh, Lord. What number is Floyd?
Yeah, they're right next to each other. Floyd is 25. Albert Pujols is 24. Kobe?
24 better than...
Kevin Garnett or Diana Taurasi?
Shit, I don't know.
Damn. Well, we hate women in 2024, so give me KG.
I don't know enough about DT, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Damn, I don't know, ball. Yeah, I'm not going to fake. I'm not a WNBA historian. I'm going to go KG.
It is Diana Taurasi.
Wow, now we like women.
It might be true. I don't know. ESPN.
Now we like women.
Shaquille O'Neal or Patrick Mahomes?
They have the chance to do something hilarious, and I'm going with it, Mahomes.
It should be Shaq right now, but I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes is already over.
Should.
In 2000, Shaq.
Should.
It's Shaq.
They being pussy. That one's close. I'll give you that, but nah. That's pussy voting. That's pussy voting.
Last few. This is insane.
That was probably the closest one, though.
Kobe or Usain Bolt?
They're gonna put Bolt.
Give me Usain Bolt.
They're going to go both.
It's Usain. Now, Kobe or Tiger Woods?
Tiger. Woods. Got to be Tiger.
Tiger Woods.
Got to be Tiger.
Oh, wow. It is Tiger Woods, though.
Yeah.
Kobe or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo. What?
Ronaldo.
Hey, I love Kobe, but Ronaldo. Oh, my God.
Should be Ronaldo. But
wait, no. Yeah, Ronaldo.
Don't second guess that. If they say something stupid, they said something.
No,
stupid.
It's. I'll say it afterwards.
It is actually Kobe. It is actually Kobe.
Wow. Yeah.
Tom Brady or Simone Biles? Simone Biles has. I think she has. No, I think she has the most gold medals in Olympic history.
I'm gonna say Simone Biles.
And basketball glaze, so I'm gonna go with Brady.
I feel like on these lists, like they really gas up like Olympic athletes more than other athletes.
Yeah. Give me Tom Brady. Final answer.
Tom Brady, be so said Simone Biles, and what do you say? Say
Simone Biles.
I'm gonna say football and basketball have gotten the most flowers here, so I'm gonna go with Brady.
It is actually Tom Brady. And then I'm going to have you do the top four. You put them in your specific order. We have Lionel Messi, Serena Williams, LeBron James, Michael Phelps.
Woo! Let me go first. Michael Phelps, Serena Williams, Messi, LeBron.
You got Phelps at one?
No, ESPN has it like that, don't they?
Okay. I'm like, what? Phelps won?
Yeah, I'm thinking in the minds of ESPN.
Whoa. Okay, we're supposed to guess for ESPN. Right, my bad.
Yeah. Michael Phelps won. What are the other three? Messi, LeBron, Serena?
LeBron, Serena, yeah.
Let me go at two, Bron, three, Serena, four, I already forgot, Messi.
ESPN's list? Oh, this is easy. Phelps 1, Messi 2, Bron 3, Serena 4.
It is Phelps 1, Serena 2, Messi 3, LeBron
4. I almost got it. Oh, my God.
That's exactly the list I said. I knew it.
Hey, no, yeah. The second I remind myself, ESPN's list, the debate was LeBron. The debate was LeBron and Messi.
What do you think it should be, though, Dominic? I ain't going to lie. I don't – what? If I were to do this ranking, I don't know how it even ranks.
If I was to do it would be completely different. I would go, if I was doing this list, I would go probably Phelps 1, Bron 2, Serena 3, Messi 4.
I can't put Phelps at 1, man. Phelps got a hell of a rep.
Nigga, you better get in that pool and get the swimming and see how that feel. Hell no. Nah.
Isn't he like an insta gold every time? Like he doesn't
Yes. That's different.
So is Bron, though, in the Olympics. No.
I never even said it's because of swimming and no shit. I respect swimming, nigga. For me, nah, bro. I gotta say, Messi. Ooh, no. Damn, I gotta have Serena's career profile in front of me, bro, because her shit's cracked too.
It's too hard to cross compare.
And her and Serena and Phelps been doing this shit since they was like boppers, like kids. Damn. Shit, but Messi's like Bron got to be four. I know that's a scorcher. Bron's four.
It's only since 2000, though, to be fair. So,
Bron four for me. I guess gun to my head, Messi three, Phelps. Nah, I don't want to put Serena at one. Damn.
Do it.
Fuck it. Put Phelps at three. I'm gonna let my black women shine, man. Put Messi at two and Serena one. I literally that three is close for me. I think I got LeBron at four, though. That's something I'm gonna die on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who ever puts these like lists together, why they put these lists together. It's totally unnecessary. I don't even care about these lists, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to talk about, fun to have a little game like how we just played. It's fun to have theoreticals, but at the end of the day, there's no concrete answer. It's quite literal. Like, this is one of them things where, hey, it's fun to argue who's better in the NBA. It's fun to argue who's in the NFL. We can understand the irresponsibilities there. Dog, there is no literal way we can argue, hey, who's better, Mahomes at football or Megatron at, or LeBron at basketball? Like, what the fuck? I mean. I guess rings, LOL. Like, bruh, at the end of the day, these are entirely different sports. Everybody on the list, while blah, 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 should be happy and shit. But if we're going to talk about the content or whatever, for me, I have to address that Megatron thing, man. Again, if we go on roids bad, so if your career is nixed, cool. But in terms of what they did, dog, Megatron is like that. Like easily one of the 10 greatest receivers I've seen in my fucking life. But bro, I don't want to say he overrated, but Ndamo, you're gonna get pissed. I know some niggas in here that no ball gonna say, nah, I'm not entirely lost my shit. There's a crazy nigga out there that used to wear 84 that was in the league with Megatron.
Randy Moss?
And he was quite literally just as productive.
But I think
talking about
it's, year, it's like
since the year 2000.
Oh, damn, it was Anthony.
It's like how I'm just confused on this. Like, if we're going with like being better than John Jones, what are we doing? Like numbers to numbers, impact, aura, whatever the fuck. If we go aura, sure, Megatron, I guess, lol. But like if we're talking their careers, dog, that ain't even the right name to put against John. If we're talking wideouts, you gotta go. And I don't even think AB beating John. Because they're going to be accomplished unless, again, you give them a roids tax. You got to go up to, like, Moss at that point. I don't know. But
Moss did wear 84.
For, like,
okay.
The people, and I guess it's my hot take of the week. For my football fans, man, bro, I'm telling you, this ain't no Steeler bias alive. I had Ravens fans thinking I was crazy until they was like, nah, this nigga Sage was spitting. Y'all be jumping over AB to talk about Megatron. That nigga Antonio Brown was literally at worst right there. Y'all are crazy.
Right. That's too much. You're doing too much.
Y'all are crazy. Hey, I don't care. Fuck.
I don't need to argue for my nigga John Jones. His resume speaks for itself. I'm not even. I've matured past arguing with niggas about John Jones.
Ain't he shaped like an alfalfa plant?
Yeah, no, little legs, small lower body, small lower body.
What's it called?
Did John Jones lose? I'm sorry.
No, he's never actually lost. He has a disqualification based off of a technicality because of a bad ref. But no, he's never actually lost a fight. Ooh. And he's the youngest UFC champion and probably has the longest reign as a champion.
Regardless, man. That's nasty.
And has the best, resume out of any champion in UFC history. He has the best resume. But yeah. We're not. Again, I don't know
who my baby is, but that I just like, no way.
You're a loser to me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So since Dave gave us hot take of the week, I know it's not a real hot take of the week, but we'll start it off with B-Souls. B-Souls, hot take of the week.
I don't got one, man. Keep going, man. I don't got one.
Damo.
Sage. You always say me second as I'm pulling it up. All right.
Pulling out.
I got you. I said pulling it up.
Can I make them? Am I allowed to make them?
Go ahead. My hot take, listen, man. If you get caught in a racist incident, the best thing to do, if you're not going to actually apologize, don't say nothing. Because I promise you, the internet is undefeated. And niggas will find your old tweets. And you will make everyone that gave you a little bit of bail look stupid. That's my hot take. If you have said anything that was racially insensitive, just genuinely apologize, gang. Don't make it worse.
Or don't genuinely apologize, but don't fake apologize.
Yeah, don't fake apologize. Either genuinely apologize or don't say nothing. Those are the only two options.
I feel
like I'm missing something here.
Well, let me come on my hot take of the week. No. If you ever find yourself saying "but" in an apology, and some people have to like rehearse apologies and all this other stuff, it's just a blanket. But truly, this also is just a blanket statement. If you ever find yourself saying "but" in an apology, rip up the paper, ball it up, throw it out, backspace, delete, rework, rewrite. "But" does not belong in an apology. It just doesn't. So, if you're gonna apologize, go ahead and get through that whole sentence. Just get through the sentence. That's the other thing about it. Because what's crazy is you may even be able to get it off in the next sentence. But in the same sentence in which you claim to be apologetic, does not go together. It just doesn't.
I'm sorry. I know I may have been insensitive, but
right there.
It's crazy.
It never goes.
Devalued everything. Oh man.
Sage.
Any mini money you. All right, bet. I had to. I guess I'll do the NBA related one. You know, this would seem like a cold take, but I guarantee you someone's gonna try to fish for a single year. I don't think I've been alive for a year where the East was better than the West. Like, I don't know why the fuck I was just thinking about that shit, but I was like, the fuck? I've never been alive for a year where I'm like, oh yeah, the East is better than the West.
19?
Nope.
He was dead.
Okay.
No.
What's it called? People have questions about that.
22?
I want to try to get a historian on the podcast or something like that to really break down why that's the case. Not on some like Bill Simmons stuff, because I think he's biased, but somebody needs to break down why. I like that.
Yeah, see, like I'm looking in the chat right now. We done seen 19, 20, 21, and 22. So you're telling me there was a 4-year stretch and then it just changed last season? Come on, bro. like, dude, that even sound right for four straight years, dude. Man, so that's what I'm saying. I now that I really think about it, and considering there's not like one concise spam, I don't even think that I really don't think there's been a year.
06?
06.
06.
2006?
Lakers.
Nah, 1906. Yes, 2006.
No. Why would you say 06?
Yeah, no.
I was just honestly, I was thinking of years that a team in the East won the finals, and then I was thinking of a year you probably weren't thinking of, and then they got me to 06.
What the fuck? What? Is that a trap card?
No, I didn't get a trap card. I legit was just throwing out an ear.
No, you're good. Seriously, though. Nah, I think. Even if you were to go by,
I think 22 is East was better than the West.
22,
yeah, because I feel like a lot of the teams in the West was like it was the Warriors, which was a Curry carry job. Denver was up and coming; they wasn't world beaters yet. Phoenix was cool. Dallas was not cool, but they were good. They were elite. Dallas made it to the Western Conference Finals that year, so I'd consider them elite. The Lakers weren't good that year. The Clippers weren't good that year.
I think the West fucked with injuries that year.
I mean, you asked me a year.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think they better. I think the West
year. He asked for a year, and you give him essentially the playoffs. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that doesn't. That also doesn't. That yeah, doesn't like I don't. The bottoms of the bottoms. What year did you say again?
You said 22.
Yeah, I don't. The bottom of the bottom in the East could have been so abysmal that it offsets everything that we're talking about.
I'm gonna say
remember the 8 seed, 7 seed being the Brooklyn. I understand if we're talking about the bottom of the bottom, then I guess. But
you got playing Hornets, Cavs, Hawks, and Nets in the West. You got playing T-Wolves, Pelicans, Clippers, Spurs, and the Lakers were a game out.
I just think when we're talking about like the better conference, like people typically talk about like the amount of championship contenders in that conference.
And you could argue the East is going again sound mick, but it depends if you're trying to understand what I'm saying or you just want to tell me you're a dick. The East, I think, was more successful, damn near literally outside of the championship, but the West, I can't get at, man. The West was like cooked by injuries, but I never was like, oh yeah, the East is better than the West. It was just less people
let me also say we're talking about 21-22, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I'm looking at it now, Miami topped the East. They would be fourth seed in the West. I'd have to tiebreakers. And then as you keep going down, it kind of folds in there. These teams would still be lower in the West than they would be in the East, because the Bucks won 51, the Celtics won 51, the Sixers won 51. That would all be a fifth seed at best. And then if you go, it just keeps going down. And I think at the bottom, I was actually a little bit off. It's specifically record wise. Maybe. I don't know. Ultimately, it is what it is.
I'm talking about the caliber of team.
But they're definitely in a definitive year. If I were to even amend my take, which I'm not, but if I were to amend it to definitive year, now we really ain't got nothing.
I'm standing on 06.
B-Souls.
Yo, I really couldn't think of one.
Bro. I double it up, bro.
I don't got a fucking hot take, bro. I don't want to lie on here, man.
No, I got God. I'm gonna give B-Souls his hot take.
All right, go ahead.
Jollibee's over Boston Market.
What the fuck?
Come on, man. Now, what was that? Now, why did you even do that?
Who's even Jollibee's
over Boston Market?
Food thing, I guess. Raisin Cane's is over Hater, man. Not too much.
Ain't that the sauce?
Over Hater.
Yeah. There you go. Got him riled up.
How many times have you had Raisin Cane's, though? Like, genuinely?
4 to 5.
Which one's the sauce one? I don't want to be unincluded. Which one's
they're
the sauce?
They're all sauce. Raising Cane's is a chicken tender place like Zaxby's, like Guthrie's, like, you know, like every other chicken tender place.
Damn. Yeah,
they're just overrated, man. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think they're overrated.
It's a good meal. It's a good meal. Every time I have it, I'm never like, damn, I had a bad fucking meal, bro. Like, it was good, bro.
You never had bad tendies?
I'm about to say something.
No, from Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's or Zaxby's?
I haven't had Zaxby's enough. I've only had Zaxby's once, so.
They're the same. Ask me that. Yeah, the same.
I'm about to say, I just want to see his answer.
Y'all tendies. Look, WNBA season is ramping up. 2020 game last night. I thought it would be a great time. We thought it would be a great time for us to introduce a WNBA player to the platform in order for us to have a W conversation. So please, I hope you guys enjoyed this exclusive interview with Imani McGee Stafford. W playback stream.
This is a part of the clip. You guys be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, this has been a great episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. I had a good time. Did you guys have a great time?
I had a fantastic time, even though I'm half dead. I can't even do the gang jokes, man.
Let's go. Vito, say adios to the amigos.
Peace out, y'all. Appreciate y'all for coming through. We will be back. Let me check the date. Monday. I'm losing track of the days, man.
He is unserious, man. Why the hell am I the one that... No, man.
Say goodbye to people.
Hey, man, apparently, if that's what that two shit's about, and if Imani's replacing me, then I guess shout out to the Short Kings, man, because we exist. And most importantly, man, shout out to y'all, man. I'm going to miss y'all boys, man. All I did was ask for NTC. Say it.
Shout out my Short Kings, that's me. I just want
what Damo got.
We would have to get, like, tall equipment for her, too. Like, you know.
And y'all want to spend that. Okay, that's fine.
We're gonna ask you to like ship yours actually.
Y'all want
Yeah, send yours. It's close. Damo, say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chaz, be my favorite midnight snack, and we will be back after this. I'm streaming right after this. Maybe not right after, but keep the noties on. It's literally I'm streaming by at the very least 10:15, 10:20. We're about to have fun tonight. It's about to be a fun night.
And what they gonna do
live before Sage go live, man?
What they gonna do?
I'm gonna only be able to go live now. That's all I'm gonna do. That's all I got. That's all I have. All I got is TSO now.
He has 100,000 subscribers.
I'm saying TSO guys. Damn.
Anyway,
bye guys.